Well, among those who have fallen ill with the virus is the granddaughter of the legendary Indigenous land rights campaigner Eddie Mabo. Benita Marie Mabo is herself a First Nations activist. She says she tested positive for COVID-19 after being on the same flight to the United States as Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton. She's now being quarantined in a home in Brisbane with her friend and prison advocate Debbie Kilroy, away from family and friends. I asked Benita Marie Mabo how she's feeling.
I feel like I've got a mild flu, so I don't feel 100%. I probably think the worst of this situation is that I've been away from my daughter overseas, and then I've had to come straight home and be in quarantine, which she's only three, so it's been quite distressing.
And do you know how you came to have COVID-19?
No, and I can't even pinpoint when I started feeling ill. I would know that I was ill when I was on the plane, and Deb got the information that Peter Dutton had coronavirus and we were on the same flight going to the States as he was. So we made the decision that we would head straight to the hospital when we landed, because I live at my house currently is my daughter and my father. And he lives on an Aboriginal community, and I didn't want to go home for him to be infected, I guess, or at risk for him to go home to his community.
And what about your daughter? Who's looking after her?
Her father and my father.
But she'll be missing you. That'll be terrible.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been hard.
And do you know what treatment you're going to have?
Well, there is no treatment for this. So we've just been, keeping our fluids up, eating healthy, doing what we can to stay healthy, I guess, in this situation.
And it must be a concern that, more broadly, that First Nations communities might end up contracting this virus. Does that worry you a lot?
Yeah, it is scary. And that's why I was so vigilant about not going home and being very precautious, because of my father and him living in an Aboriginal community, and how devastating that would be if it was to go to his community on Palm Island, and having elderly elders that would get that would be horrible. We'd have many people die in our communities.
Are there any other precautions on Palm Island to try to make sure that it doesn't get in there?
Well, I'm not sure. I've only been back in the country for a minute, and I don't live there. My dad does. I'm just doing the best that I can for the care of the health of my dad and his community where he lives.
So have you been, do you know if you have to go to hospital, or are you able to stay in the house where you are with Debbie?
Well, we went to the hospital to do our testing, to do our test, and then we were told to self-isolate until our results came back. Because we were, did well in our self-isolation, there was not so many beds in the hospital, so they just said for us to stay where we were, because our symptoms were quite mild and we are quite healthy people, so they were happy for us to stay in the house. We're having doctors come to the house to check up on us, and we've just got to stay here until we come back with two negative tests.
Benita Marie Mabo is the granddaughter of Eddie Mabo. She's now recovering from COVID-19 in Queensland.